There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A lot of different things to talk about, whether it's this sort of movement to try to find ultimate justification to fire Jerome Powell, Trump telling Pam Bondi she can go about trying to get a judge to release transcripts from a grand jury testimony as it relates to Jeffrey Epstein. We have, of course, the Colbert Late Show being canceled, and does that have to do with politics? We have the foreign aid and public broadcasting bill made it through the House, which will get signed, which cuts about $1 billion in public media funding, along with a whole bunch of other stuff. So with all of that on the table, we'll welcome in Mr. Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Well, we could have an all-day conversation here.
We could. You know, I'll give you sort of the menu, and you can pick what you want off the menu.
Steak. Okay, the most immediate discussion doesn't have to be long. The House overnight passed this bill to cut this money, this $9 billion, $8 billion from foreign aid, but $1 billion from public broadcasting. And it's not going to shut down public broadcasting stations, at least not widespread, but it does cut off federal money to these stations for the next 2 years. And, you know, a lot of these stations, like them or hate them, need this money to survive, particularly in lower populated areas. So the other thing is Trump, the administration had cut this money, but it's up to Congress to appropriate money, as you will. They have power of the purse. And the fact that they did this, that they sort of, not rubber stamp, but went along with this, is the first time in decades that this has happened, that they've knocked out money previously authorized. So politically, this is a big step.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's well pointed. It's not like they're saying, well, we're not going to do this moving forward. They're taking it away now. And there is something to that. And there were a lot of Republicans that were very worried about that whole point in terms of, you know, losing the power of the purse. I mean, I saw that mentioned in multiple places. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Bryant & Company. I had trouble, like, the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. I really thought the president would just be like, it's a nothing burger, and eventually his followers would be like, okay, it's not the president's fault, and let's just, you know, like, there's been, a bunch of his supporters didn't want any foreign entanglements in military conflict, and we bombed Iran, right? So, why is the Epstein story having such legs within part of his base?
Yeah, same reason the Ukraine story. The base is not as unified as it looks. I mean, no base ever is, as we know. They want to know what's in there. I mean, they want to know, frankly, what, if any, involvement Trump had with this guy, first of all. And second, they want to see who else had involvement with this guy, such as prominent Democrats. We'll see. The president asked the attorney general, told the attorney general to release the files. Let's see what she releases. I mean, remember, last time she released files, people were not satisfied. It wasn't exactly a complete document dump. So we'll see. But, yeah, the base, I mean, they quieted them down last night in the House. I mean, that vote, that budget vote, was sort of tied to that. People wanted some kind of vote on Epstein. They didn't get a binding vote, but a binding resolution, rather. But that tied this thing up till midnight. I mean, they were supposed to be out of there at 3, 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. But, yeah, the base was in revolt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that anything he would green light to get released would not have a lot of implicating stuff in it. I mean, this is just testimony as it relates to Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. It doesn't have anything to do with videos, emails, texts, lists. It has none of that stuff. So I mean, I think that I'm not sure it's going to implicate people who are really passionate about it. But again, I don't know enough about it. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian & Company. When it comes to is there any chatter? I know a lot of Democratic legislators picked up on this Colbert canceling and think it's about the company that's going to be taking over Paramount or merging and all this other elements. I mean, is there a sense that this is sort of an olive branch to Trump in this multi-billion-dollar merger situation, or is this legitimately a financial decision?
Well, you know, look, all we journalists do, we're not conspiracy theorists, but, you know, we always look for, we're skeptics. We always look for the hidden motive, right? And very often we don't find it, we don't write it, but very often we do. And obviously you put two and two together and you think, the fact that they're canceling them so close to the time that they paid this, what was it, $16 million to the Trump people, boy, one just follows the other. It sure seems logical. I mean, we don't know that for a fact. Right, and we wouldn't write that. And even as I talk to you, I'm sort of putting a big asterisk there and saying, "But yeah, that's the chatter here." I don't know a whole lot about broadcast finances, but I always thought late night TV shows were gold mines. I mean, they were cheap to produce, and don't the guests get union scale? I think even the most prominent names, and somehow they couldn't make it work financially.
Yeah, just viewership is down. I mean, I think they still make. I think they still profit. And the other wrinkle for me was, you know, it's not like it's canceled next week. It's going to go until next spring. So I don't quite know how to parse it in terms of balancing politics and financials. I think it's got to be a combo.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Of both. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. The Jerome Powell stuff doesn't go away. And it just seems to me they're trying to build a case that if they have to fire him, they're going to blame him for the overruns on the renovation of the Federal Reserve. I mean, it just seems so silly to me. But, I mean, ultimately, it just seems like he's talking about it too much for this to go away. And then eventually, if he doesn't cut rates at the next meeting, I feel like he's going to do something.
You know, and boy, will that be tangled up in the courts. Next meeting's July 30th and 31st. The tariffs, August 1st is drop-dead day for a lot of the tariffs. As you know, inflation ticked up last month, and the betting now is that the Fed is not going to cut rates when it meets in 2 weeks. Originally, as you know, they'd been expected maybe to cut rates a quarter point at that meeting. Well, if he doesn't, then what? Does that trigger an explosion? The question is, can he fire the Fed chief because he's spending money on renovating the building? I mean, it's not a criminal act. I mean, money was authorized. As far as I know, there's nothing illegal here. So I think, well, the other thing is, if he fired Powell, I mean, how would the markets react to that? I mean, Trump, if nothing else, keeps a close eye on the stock market, on financial markets. I don't know. I just don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see.
Yeah, so we'll be hearing about it all. But his term ends next year, is that it?
Yeah, I think in March maybe. Yeah, something like that. The other feeling is that the Treasury Secretary is the heir apparent, and apparently he's respected and liked, actually. One reason, you know, anytime you ask these experts in Washington, well, why haven't the markets reacted more wildly to all this tariff stuff, you know, so uncertain. They say, well, Treasury Secretary goes in, briefs people, calms them down. They like them. So a lot of elements at play here.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, David, anything new on the, you mentioned the August 1st deadline, anything, I mean, again, these things, I mean, from all the people I talk to, negotiations for trade deals take years. So now we're trying to do it in weeks. Is there anything, any movement on that front?
You know, it's every hour there's going to be something different. You know, are we going to impose big tariffs on the EU or Canada or not? To me, you watch the markets and how they react, and they're not reacting a whole lot, which tells you that a lot of this is just negotiation. It's just more open than it has been. You know, when they would do the Doha round of trade talks, that sort of thing, we weren't sitting there watching minute by minute, day by day. But you have a president who, whether you like him or hate him, at least is transparent about this stuff. We're not used to that. So yeah. Watch the markets, what I have to say.
All right, David, listen, we got through a lot in a short amount of time. We're grateful, as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll look forward to it, as always.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.